All right, Mark Henry, World's Strongest Man, WWE legend, Hall of Famer, as a matter of fact, too. I can't say everything on his resume because it'd take me all day, but he is a co-host of the Busted Open SiriusXM radio show, Busted Open Radio, channel 156, if I'm not mistaken, 8 to 11 Central Time, 9 to 12 Eastern Time. My man Mark Henry right now on the Vaqueros Cafe and Canteen Outline. What's going on, Mark? How you doing, bro?
Man, I tell you what, man, y'all have entertained me to no end the last last 2 to 3 weeks. And even before Sark got here, I'm really happy with listening to sports radio right now.
Thank you, Mark. That means a lot coming from you, man.
Man, y'all doing it big.
Hey, man, we ain't doing it as big as you, man. Exactly. It's too much to talk about. All right, let's get right to it because we don't have you for long. So I want to make sure we hit as many of these topics as we can. Let's start with Sark. Sark Week, I haven't talked to you since they hired Sark. Give me your thoughts about the new head coach at the University of Texas.
You know what, man? Most of my gripes with University of Texas football was scheming. Like, we got great talent. We just don't scheme enough for our talent. We don't always put the down and distance with what we should do and should not do. Texas would have beat Iowa State if they blitzed at least once or twice on the last drive that they got the ball. Sometimes you got to play a little bit more aggressive. If you get beat and they score, then you know what? You just got to live with it. But if you don't do enough to stop, then that's your fault. So hopefully this will be one of those, we get a coach that likes to scheme people open and scheme people to get the job done without as much headache. And we also get development from the guys that come in. You know, you talk about the offensive line developing talent. Texas has had some really good running backs come here, and they not be national contenders. You look at Malcolm Brown. Malcolm Brown is doing a great job at L.A., at the Rams, and he came here as a really great prospect. But did he win the Doak Walker?
No.
Did he win any running back awards?
Nope.
That's what I'm talking about. Like, we need to get these guys, and they need to become – award winners at their position. So that's what I'm hoping that comes out of this this whole hiring.
So how excited were you, Mark, watching that national championship game on Monday night, seeing what Steve Sarkisian did with that Alabama offense? Because, look, Texas right now does not have that Alabama talent, but like you said, there's some talent here. And just thinking about what he did on Monday, that had to excite you a little bit, thinking about this team moving forward.
Oh, my God, yes. Listen. You look at Devontae?
Yep.
Devontae Smith won the Heisman, right?
Mm-hmm.
How in the hell does he get wide open?
Yeah, exactly.
How?
Yeah.
He got schemed open.
Uh-huh.
They ran that screen that I've never seen it before. I haven't seen it in the pros. So that's what you'll be getting. You know, and you look at the Texas bowl game, Texas looked really, really good. I mean, Thompson did a really good job. I love Sam, and they ran a power spread with Sam, but they ran a wide-open spread with Thompson in there. And you see the difference in the spacing of the receivers. And there's going to be some guys that they weren't stars last year because – of whatever reason, I'm not going to pick on anybody, but there's going to be some stars that are going to be stars of this new team that we didn't even know they could play.
Mm-hmm.
Because they're going to do what he wants them to do, and they're going to get schemed to be in spots where I really do think that Jake Smith, he could be on the outs if he dropped another 3 or 4 balls that he should catch. And he's one of the guys that I think that Sark is gonna really love because he's fast, he's smart, and he's a tough kid. And I want to see him be a star. develop this guy, make him an NFL wide receiver. There's no reason he shouldn't be.
What would your advice be to Sark? Or what are you looking for? Someone who knows football and is and knows this personnel for the defensive coordinator hire, Mark? Because that's the big one still out there right now. Is there a three-down, four-down alignment or a type of aggressiveness, a type of scheme you're looking for?
You know what? Texas did a really good job a couple of years ago when they played Georgia in the bowl game. They did a lot of run blitzing. And they intimidated the offense, and that Georgia offense was a good offense. There were like four of those guys that are playing in the NFL as starters or getting a lot of playing time. Swift is not a starter, but he's getting a lot of playing time. Fromm is going to be a starter soon. Like, these guys got to play in the NFL. And Texas shut them down like they snuck in the game somehow. And it was because of the Texas intimidated the offense, a really good offense. They lined up guys in the boundary. They sent guys from places where they normally didn't send guys. That's the kind of defensive football that Texas should play. We should be bullies. The University of Texas should be the team that everybody goes, oh, my God, we got to play them.
Yep.
But we don't have that. Because it's a mentality thing. It's not a culture thing. It's a mentality. Are you going to be the prey or are you going to be the predator?
Mm-hmm.
And defensively, that really makes a difference. If you get a guy that can say, you know what, we're going to blitz on third down. Listen, you can run a screen if you want to. We got big guys that can turn and run. That makes an offense coordinator go, what do I do? Learn to push these guys up and intimidate. That's just my mentality.
Hey, Mark, while we got you, I got to ask you about a couple other things, man. You went viral. You go viral often, all right? You're not unfamiliar with going viral. But you went viral last night after Harden got traded to Brooklyn to team up with Kevin Durant and team up with Kyrie Irving. There's a photo of you, and you got to tell me the backstory on this photo. Photo of you in like a wrestling, I don't know, like tights, the wrestling tights, the I guess you could call it the top of it, right?
Yeah, with Brooklyn on it.
It's got Brooklyn on there. So people, there's a meme going out there where people are posting a picture of Kevin Durant in his Brooklyn uniform, a picture of Kyrie in his Brooklyn uniform, and then a picture of you in that Brooklyn kind of wrestling uniform there, and you are supposed to be James Harden.
Give it to me. I am the poster child for fat shaming. There has been probably six of those memes that have gone viral, and they put me in places of the people that they're trying to poke fun at.
Okay.
I have no problem with the fact that I was a little pudgy, or I was a if you quote unquote fat guy, because I had functional fat.
Oh.
I've been a world champion in three sports and a national champion in another.
No doubt.
Fat. But it was functional. It's just like some of these offensive linemen that come out of high school.
Yep.
And listen, if I'm an offensive line coach and I got a guy that people keep telling me, hey, you need to get some of that weight off him. If he can block dudes into the next row, I don't care what he look like. I want a strong, fast, and aggressive. That's all I want. And that's how I've been in my life. I've been the predator my whole life. So James Harden is a little out of shape. He looks like a guy that probably shouldn't be on an NBA basketball court. So they referenced my size with him because he had dreads and the way that he looked, our skin complexion is very similar. Like, so I don't mind it at all, man. They can fat shame me all they want to. I'll take it right to the bank. I got a Brooklyn 99 shirt on sale right now.
Yeah.
Good for you.
Hey, it don't take me long to try to pinch them pennies together, brother. So, you can go viral about? All you want to. I'm going to get paid in the end.
That is Amen, awesome. Brother. Hey, Mark, I've always wanted to ask you this, and we could have you on for 2 hours and still have too many questions, but do you really have a 2-foot ferret? Because we talked about a ferret the other day for an off-the-record story.
What?
You know what? I don't know how somebody infiltrated my Wikipedia and put that on there. I've never had a ferret in my life.
And then I saw it with a different story. I think people are taking off the Wikipedia. I saw it on both of them. I thought, does he really have a ferret?
Hell no. My daughter told me. She came home one day. And she said, Dad, we were looking at your Wikipedia. It said that you used to have a ferret. You had a ferret? I was like, no, baby, I didn't have a ferret. Somebody just put that on there. And we had a big laugh about this. And this is probably within a month or two.
Oh, wow. That's funny.
That is fantastic. Yeah, whoever is putting lies on Mark Cuban's page, you better watch out, man. He's coming
for you. Hey, listen, I'm lucky that that's the only lie that
That's a good point. Hey, you know what? You got a Wikipedia page, man. That's big time enough for you. Hey, Mark, we appreciate you coming on, man. Anytime, you know, you got an open invitation to the Triple Ops. You can always call us up. But anytime you hit me up, man, I'd love to have you come on. And when all this madness is over, we'll get you back in the studio. You can sit in the big piece of chicken chair.
Man, I can't wait for it to be over with because we didn't get the Shaka Smart. Shaka is doing an unbelievable job. There's a lot of people in radio and television that owe Shaka an apology, and they're not giving those out very easily. They lost yesterday. You know what? That's an experience loss. They're going to be better because of that loss. I'm not mad at all. So, heads up. Shout out to Shaka Smart.
No doubt. I agree. Shout out to Shaka. Hey, Mark, we appreciate the time, brother, and take care. Make sure the family is safe and give them my best.
I will do it, man. Y'all be good.
You too. Thanks, Mark.
Thanks, Mark.